For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Oh, yeah. Come on in, y'all. It's Rosie on the House. The next 2 hours, we get into home improvement. If you own a home or want to own a home, this is the best 2 hours you can spend all week long. We help you get organized if you want to maintain your home, remodel your home, or do an addition to your home. You can find out all the information at RosieOnTheHouse.com. You can come and tune into the program every Saturday morning. And you can sign up for our weekly newsletter, where we prompt you about what we're covering each Saturday on our broadcast. And we've been on the topic of kind of New Year's decluttering. We had a great interview last week with Rachel Winter from Happy Home Organizers with great tips on how to get started. And this week, we're going to be talking about digital decluttering. Many of you may historically have kept records of your possessions or your finances in three-ring binders. I did this for years. They would be labeled by the year. They'd be up on the bookshelf above my desk. And about every 3 or 4 years, I'd whip out another one. We picked up maybe a couple more pieces of jewelry or a couple more pieces of art, and they would need to be added to the inventory. And then in this past year, Romy was trying to develop a digital software that you could do all that with, and he was introduced to a software engineering company out of California called Homezada, who already had the program done. So through Romy's ingenuity and initiative, we partnered with Homezada. And I tell you, spending all the time at home I did this past year recovering, I tell you, Homezada loaded onto your iPad beats a three-ring binder all to death. And I want to talk with those of you that may be a little intimidated about digitizing your home inventory, because Homezada makes it so easy. I think I'm on their premium membership subscription, which is a grand total of, I think, $67 a year.
It's less than that.
Is it?
If you go month to month, it's $7 a month. If you do the whole year at one time, it's $5 a month.
So okay.
$60 a month, a year.
You log in, and it brings up the homepage, and you load your profile in there, very easy, as address and whatnot. It works with a real estate database. It works with GPS locating. And one of the ways you can start inventorying your home is you go to the homepage, and you go to the inventory tab. You hit it, and it gives you a template of different rooms. Type in living room. You then start the, and I love it on my iPad. It's just so easy.
Especially when you're uploading pictures.
Oh, man.
And you could do it on your phone as well. But if you're using a, you know, a traditional digital camera where you've got the SIM card, then you've got to load those pictures onto your laptop or...
And import them.
And import them. But on... If you've got a device with a camera on it, you can activate the camera from inside Homezada. Like, okay, this is my living room. This is my
oil
painting of the Grand Canyon.
Well,
this is my...
That was my exact point. You go into the living room, and our living room and dining room and entry foyer are all kind of one big space. So you can stand in the middle, start the video, and you... pick up the television and the entertainment center, and then you pick up the art display wall, then you pick up the furniture, the dining room, the mirror from La Posada Hotel in Winslow. and you finish the video, and the Homezada already builds you a template. It recognizes things in the room. It gives you the option, electronic device, lounge chair, artwork.
Because a lot of homes are the same, and they make assumptions when you're doing uploads, so it can guess based on size and structure. This is probably a picture. This is probably a painting. And we always get the question, how secure is it? It's extremely secure. But that doesn't mean you have to put everything on there. There's still a few things in our home I would just rather not have a digital copy of anywhere out there in the world. So, but the things that are replaceable, or you know, like the artwork's a great example, or your jewelry's a great example. Yeah, you know, it's the heirloom things that you know, it creates that digital backup. So if you've ever got an issue, or you need an insurance claim, or you know, as we're aging in place, or we're trying to do an estate sale, you've got it all just right there.
And the great thing is with those binders, you always had to make multiple copies. Keep one in the lockbox, safe deposit box. Distribute a couple out to your kids, you know, so there would be multiple redundancies of these same books. And I just wasn't as good as I should have been at keeping those up to date. But like you say, I film the living room. You can film the living room. And if you're intimidated by digital, just invite your nieces, nephews, or grandchildren over, because one night when Jennifer and Julia went out, I was doing this with my grandson and my granddaughter. And so it would bring up artwork. Well, the artwork we have hanging in our living room is a Grand Canyon picture by Kurt Walters that I bought at Double D up in Wickenburg.
Well, it's NRS now.
Right, right. But the grandchildren wanted to know, why did you buy this picture? And I said, well, look, you know I hike the Grand Canyon every year. This is a perfect picture from the south rim of the entire trail. Right here in the middle of the picture where you see this big canyon coming in from the north, that's Kaibab Creek. And this bigger canyon going across the middle of the picture is Colorado River. And right there is Phantom Ranch. And look at this light way up here on the north rim in the shadows of the clouds. That's the North Rim Resort. It's a painting called National Treasure. It's done by Kurt Walters. The minute I saw it at Double D, I knew it was mine. I just had to have it. And it's been hanging in our living room for 20 years. And as you went around the room, I got to visit with all the grandkids, and then it got to be a game. They wanted to start plugging in the information. So you get to lounge chairs. Well, we had two lounge chairs built by Creative Leather right there at Scottsdale and Thunderbird. I don't know, I think for our 20th anniversary or something, and they're still our favorite lounge chairs. And then Mom donated us, or we inherited, two custom-made couches that were made in Scottsdale by a absolute incredible Italian craftsman back in the 60s that has my dad's initials carved into it. So you can kind of talk your way through all these things, and it automatically embeds itself into this digital notebook. And it's there in the cloud for you to access, or for anyone with your login or password to access. And I was enjoying doing it as a solo project. But then when I started doing it with Junior and Peyton, I thought, this is a gas. This is a kick. And they enjoyed it. So it became another way of recruiting the kids. And then you're kind of teaching them family stories all along the way.
And one really neat thing is, as you're uploading individual items, when you go to upload that item, there's a number of fields that you have to fill out.
Yeah.
That help categorize it. You know, I'm doing an electronic one now as an example, and it's a computer. What type, it's possession, category, electronics, brand, total value, date purchased, from who,
yeah,
the current condition, estimated current value. Well, it's got a place if you wanted to put the model, the serial number, warranty expirations. That's a big one for electronics, is being able to know what all your warranty expirations and moving that into, you know, we'll move that into housing warranties later for roofing and air conditioning. It's huge. But every time you enter one of these, it's not like there's a save button. Each field, when you fill it out, saves without having to refresh the page or reload it. You just see a little green line across the bottom that updates the information. So it's extremely user-friendly. Every time you enter in a new, you complete a field, that field individually saves, so you don't have to constantly be refreshing that page. It's
incredible technology. You can really very easily do a room a night as you're sitting in your favorite lounge chair. And that's the way that there's only one thing I haven't figured out how to catalog, and that's my library of books. I mean, that would be a month-long project.
A month? He's optimistic. Surely. It would just take a month.
Surely. But other than that, it's just so easy. You walk through the kitchen, you walk through the library, you walk through your room, you just open the drawers, you film it. One of the great things, I mean, I filmed my garage, and I don't have a list of every tool I own, but now I have a video image. I have a tool tower that's, you know, seven drawers tall on top of a rolling bench that also is full of tools. It would have taken me 3 hours to inventory all that stuff. I just open the drawer, film it. Anything ever happens to it or lose it, I can backtrack and recreate it if I have to, but it's there, it's done. And I think when people hear, a lot of our listeners hear about digital inventories, they're intimidated. They think it's going to be expensive. They think it's going to be complicated. They think it's going to be hard. It really is extremely affordable. A 12-month commitment's $50. Is that what you said? $60. $5 a month.
For the year, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. And trust me, if Rosie can digitally load his inventory into his house, you can as well. And if you have any question or dilemma on getting it done, call a niece, a nephew, or a grandchild and make it a game. And then they learn the stories of all the family heirlooms you've got displayed in your home. It's a fabulous exercise.
And if you already know who you're going to, you know, leave that to or give as an inheritance, at the very end of each inventory item, there's a tab for estate planning, and you can distribute this too. And then you just fill out if it's going to a certain family member, or if you're donating it to charity or another organization. You could put all your estate planning notes per each item of value that, you know, is going to last beyond our life.
But who's going to get the Sanderson Ford?
Oh,
truck?
Yeah, baby. You got to vote. Yeah. You got to take photos of that Sanderson Ford.
I think in Rosie's will, we have to bury him in his Sanderson.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, that's a thought.
I have to admit, I was perusing the Sanderson Ford website recently, kind of looking at the inventory. And one of the things I did is I went to their customer reviews. And, you know, there are a lot of people from Phoenix and a lot of people from Glendale, of course. But why would someone from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, why would someone from Scottsdale, Globe, Taylor, Sholo, why would they drive from Yuma all to get to Livingston, Texas? Why would they all drive to Glendale, Arizona and buy their car at Sanderson Ford? Well, if you've ever shopped automobiles, go shop at Sanderson, and you'll find why people drive from all over the country to buy at Sanderson Ford.